Hello and welcome to Best Comics Ever, presented by Comic Book Herald. I'm your host, Dave Busing, founder and editor-in-chief of comicbookherald.com, and welcome to a very special episode where we'll be discussing everything about Avengers Infinity War. Obviously just getting started in the early stages here of Best Comics Ever, but I'll have some guests on today to talk about the movie. I'm joined today by a longtime comic book fan and the only man who knew Logan way back when he was but a boy. It's my dad, and also my brother Matt, the otherwise known as the Weird Neighbor Boy. A quick note about spoilers in this discussion of Avengers Infinity War. It's a spoiler-heavy podcast. If you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend you come back and listen after you've seen it. We'll warn you in the discussion as well. If you're looking for comics to read in a state of hype after having seen Avengers Infinity War, I highly recommend you check out comicbookherald.com, where I've got a number of new reading guides going up every week. We've got a new Infinity Saga trilogy order that I put up, tackling the Thanos Infinity Gauntlet through Infinity War and Infinity Crusade. These are early 90s Marvel events written by creator Jim Starlin with art by artist Ron Lim. They are formative and very influential on what went down in Infinity War. So again, if you're looking for all sorts of suggestions and recommended reads, I highly recommend you go check out my site, comicbookherald.com. In the meantime, here on Best Comics Ever, our fourth episode is going to be a deep dive in Infinity War. Come back here the rest of May, we'll be going deep on Thanos, as I'll be discussing what makes him such an interesting and compelling Marvel villain. What are some of the comics that I recommend you check out in order to get the full comic book reading experience of this iconic Marvel villain? And then, of course, as Best Comics Ever does every month, we'll be ranking the Thanos stories that we discuss on comicbookherald.com's list of the best comics of all time. So without further ado, check out our long, about 40 plus minute conversation around everything to do with Infinity War. I can just about guarantee, listening back to the tape, that this is the only pod or discussion I've seen that claims with 99% certainty they know the title for Avengers 4. And that's my own foolhardy, boastful claim. I'm sure I'm wrong, but go ahead and listen if you want to hear some theories on where we think this thing might be headed after we talk about what we thought of the film. So, hope you enjoy, and thanks for listening to Best Comics Ever. Yeah, probably. Okay, hello, and I'm here with my dad and the Weird Neighbor Boy that I grew up with. And we're here to talk about Avengers Infinity War live in the Comic Book Herald studio, aka my office. So I've posted my review on comicbookherald.com. You can check out what I think, generally positive thoughts, but again, we'll be talking very spoiler-heavy discussion of the movie. The expectation is that you've seen it. So if you haven't seen it yet, first off, what are you doing? And second off, I would stop, come back to this after you've seen the movie. So, all right, Dad, we'll start with you. What did you think of Infinity War?
Big picture, I really liked it.
Okay. Some hesitancy.
No, I really liked it. And I think it's the first piece is probably just the culmination. There's nothing else like this in movie history where you've got something culminating 10 years, whatever it is, 19, 20 movies. Yeah. I'm not sure what the count is exactly. But bringing that all together in a cohesive story and bringing in characters like they did, and I thought it was really good. So that to me is just amazing. It wasn't this convoluted thing of just forcing it together. I felt like it was really well integrated together. So from that perspective, it was just kind of a first for me, and being comic books, that's awesome. And then I think just relating it back to, you know, being the old timer of the 70s kind of Avengers. And
you mean 1870s?
The 1870s, exactly. it reminded me of watching or reading like the Marvel team ups or the 2-in-1 kind of comic books that they had.
Yeah.
And it was like three of them kind of going, but you were like seeing them boom, 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 boom. And again, I wasn't lost, and even mom wasn't like lost watching it.
Really?
So they did a good job of it.
Wasn't asking questions?
No. We need to watch it again so she can understand more, but she wasn't, it wasn't like watching Transformers or something where she had no clue what was going on.
Well, you can visually tell who's who.
Exactly.
That does help. So I thought, to the team up, I think that's an interesting point. I hadn't really viewed it in those terms, but it is, the teams that they choose are not like what you'd expect.
Unique.
They are unique. Yeah. And Marvel's kind of had a run of doing that, where they're like, what if we paired the Punisher and Doctor Strange, right, like in a comic event. And it's kind of like, for a minute, it's like, oh, that's fun, and that's unique, and I haven't seen it. But then the more you do it, just like throwing, hey, what about this weird team up? Like, it kind of gets, I don't know, it's just, it stops being fun, and it depends on the story, but it's just like, okay, you're just throwing
too much
odd ingredients together. But in Infinity War, I did think they all, they work surprisingly. Like, Thor, Rocket, and Groot together?
Yeah.
I never would have been my pick.
Who would have expected that?
No, never would have been. And like that was one of the most like best like emotional scenes in the movie. It was Rocket and Thor.
Yeah,
just like, who would have ever picked that?
Yeah, exactly.
And also the way Thor sums up like his life state.
Oh yeah,
makes Ragnarok seem like it could not have been a comedy.
Right. Right. No, the way it ends up, exactly.
It's like so much bad stuff happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you think about it.
Yeah. But, no, and even the whole Iron Man, Star Wars, Star Lord, Spider Man. I mean, just all that combination. Doctor Strange. Yeah, that combination was just a great too. Because the other thing I really liked about the way it was, you still had the core Avengers, kind of minus Hulk. You had the core Avengers being the lead in each of those kind of stories there.
Right.
You had Cap, you had Iron Man, you had Thor.
Right.
Which again, to me, kind of assuming where this must be heading, you kind of get the culmination of all these 10 years with those guys as being the anchors, kind of now coming to, some kind of an end or some kind of a next phase kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was really well done from that perspective.
Yeah. No,
it makes me wonder how much of this was really thought about 10 years ago. How much of this whole arc was all put together versus it was, a little high level and
they
were putting
it
together.
Do you think
they
had it all?
I don't know.
No.
Mapped out.
I can't believe they did.
I don't. Do you think they had Red Skull mapped out from the first?
Definitely not. See, I think, Red Skull, that's a good example. Like, he pops up in the middle of the movie, and that was probably the most surprised I was at any point in the movie.
Totally.
Right? In retrospect,
flashback right away, it's like, whoa, what did happen? Because you always wondered after the first Avenger.
Yeah.
He's got to come back someplace.
Right. And I've talked about it, and I wrote about it on TBR. I did a list of 15 characters most likely to come back, and he was my number one.
Because
he's obviously out there with the cube. He's tied to the Infinity Stones to begin with.
Right.
In retrospect, I'm a little disappointed with what his lot in life became. Not that I'm rooting for the Red Skull.
Well, that's what...
But is there more coming with him? Was that really it? Now that the soul, now that's gone, is that it? Or is he going to come back?
Is he in the soul gem?
Oh, that's interesting. There's more you could do.
I agree with you. Being who he is, just have that bit part seemed a little bit less than you really want to see with him.
And I think there's a logic to it, which is he couldn't have been a focus of that movie. Mm-hmm. It's already 2 hours and 40 minutes long, and it's already a Thanos story.
Yeah. Right.
It can't have been. Made it a Red Skull story. I just my version of him is if there's power and he thinks he can get it,
right,
and he could have got it because Thanos was super distracted with Gamora.
Yes,
I want him to literally just try and grab the glove. Yes.
Now that's a good point.
And he's they kind of have him beat down, and he's also literally I think he's CGI because they don't have
it. Wasn't the same actor.
It's not the same actor. It's a voice impersonator.
Yeah.
So it was cool. I think big picture, I was like, oh my gosh, they brought him back.
Right.
That was cool. I didn't expect that. And I totally lost what your connection was initially, but it was interesting. Oh, did they think about it ahead of time?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Which I think actually in retrospect, a lot of it is, it's based on how well things did. So I bet they had, they obviously with Avengers had the vision of it's going to be Thanos and it's going to be the Infinity Gems and it's going to be loosely based on Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
But then I think 2 years later, Guardians hits and it's the biggest thing in the world, but also the Avengers Infinity War is a Guardians tone.
Yes.
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy tone of the movie.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's they set up the whole space and just these can be funny and dramatic at the same time.
Right.
I feel like Avengers actually doesn't, it's not actually the foundation of what happens in Infinity War, apart from just launching the MCU as a
overall
initiative, which is why I valued it so highly.
Right.
So I think details wise, I'd be pretty surprised if they had a lot of this mapped out.
Yeah.
Thor's going to be with Rocket and Groot. But, I bet there were pieces here and there. Because obviously these things seem pretty, they're pretty smart about it.
Yeah, they had to be, overly surprised by how well Guardians did. But then they wanted to leverage that more when they got to this. I totally agree with that.
Right.
Because they really became the complementary team, Everyone else was kind of there. Although I have to say, I like what they did with Doctor Strange in this movie.
Doctor Strange is good. Okay, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so the characters. Jumping.
Actually, I like what they did with him a lot. But all right, Matt, what'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much hype around it, and you know, obviously, like we were saying, like you have 10 years of movies building up to it, and for anyone who likes comics, you know, you have all these after credit scenes. You know, 10 years of your life leading up to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, and to have it be something that was so well done, and to have all these characters come together, it was so cool. I mean, I had my issues with it, but I mean, I think they were more so just like I wanted more of it. I wanted more detail of characters, and I wanted more.
Yeah.
You know, action and more, just more epicness from it. I think so that was my biggest.
I did feel that way. So I wrote that it felt like a comic book event,
mm-hmm.
which I've heard a number of people kind of say as well, which obviously, like it is, it's an event, but okay. It felt like reading a comic right. event where it's bringing everyone together for this big thing. Mm-hmm. Usually in comics, that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work more often than not. So to see it in film, it did, to what you're saying, it did feel like there are these tie-in issues
yeah.
that are filling in the gaps of like Doctor Strange, Tony Stark, and Spider-Man flying through space,
right. mm-hmm.
but
right.
they don't have time to tell right. that story.
Right.
And it's like, in my head, I'm like, I really want to watch more of that.
But then
you realize, like, well, if it was a TV show, let's say, and it was right. 13 hours, it might actually feel long.
Right. Right.
Exactly. You know, it might actually feel dragged out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, knowing where to cut and where to pace is extremely
it's
important.
It's an art. I mean, it's clearly an art.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, so you have such a limited time, obviously, with a movie, and you can't go into such extreme detail in everything. And I think, like, for people who obviously read, you know, the comics, like you might want, like, oh, I want more detail with this character, and I want.
Well, you were talking about like, because you know, because me not reading it, you were saying you really wanted more of.
Well, yeah, like anyone who read Infinity, you want all the, you know, the Black Order to be, just a lot more.
So, jumping in on that, like characters you liked and characters you didn't. I'll start with the Black Order.
Mm-hmm.
They were a letdown.
Yeah,
I mean, they just didn't have anything to do. Except for the Ebony Maw, who was basically the only speaking part.
Right.
He's the only one who you like had any idea of what he could do, kind of.
Yes. Like, which they actually changed a bit. Mm-hmm. Like really, I think in the book he's really just like it's like mental influence and persuasion essentially. Like he takes hold of Doctor Strange and like makes him do things he mm-hmm. wants him to. Which I was fine with. I didn't find change him to be Jean Grey basically.
Right.
Right.
Which they also do with just Scarlet Witch, which is weird. There's a lot of Jean Grey spider on this.
Yeah, exactly.
But long story short, basically Black Order was like, here's some bad guys, they look relatively cool, and they're powerful, and you don't know anything else about them, because they're spending all their time mm-hmm. on Thanos.
I mean, it's a Thanos.
Because to me, they built up the character of Thanos so much in this, that, like, for me, not knowing much about the Black Order, it was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just moving the plot along, but I'm really getting more and more in Thanos, so...
You don't have any expectation.
Exactly.
Of what they might do, so...
Right.
Yeah. It's like, you wonder, like, why didn't they show them in a after-credit scene in some movie? If you're gonna have them be, like, the mini-villain in the biggest movie of all time...
Right.
You'd think you'd want to introduce them in some way. I mean, you don't even know their names in the movie. I don't think they ever even say their names.
I think they... Well, I don't know. If I just knew or if they said them now... Yeah, I'm like, not 100% on that.
It's kind of like, these are the children of Thanos.
Yeah.
You know they're with Thanos. They're doing what he's asking them to do. And that's pretty much it.
Right.
Which, like, it's fine, but...
It is. I think Thanos, they did very well. I was very happy with it. To your point, Dad, they set up him as this big, terrible villain. Terrible in the sense of powerful.
Right.
But I did not like the setup. I mean, so the Avengers post-credits tease is like, okay, cool, he's here. You don't know anything beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get him in Guardians, and he was horrible. I really hated the way they portrayed him in that. It just felt off.
Yeah. Well, he was in the actual movie there, too.
He's in the actual film.
Yeah.
That's his only film appearance prior.
Otherwise, it's just post-credits.
And I think it's very bad. And it kind of, it's small enough, and it's sort of clearly set up enough that it didn't really... bogged down the movie, and Guardians was so good, nobody cared.
But if that had been who he was in this movie, it would have been...
I would have hated it.
No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So they made him more, like, philosophical, which is, at his core, what makes him interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, he has such a, like, blank slate of morality, essentially, but he's also, like, he's kind of open to any interpretation, and he's extremely intelligent.
Right.
You know?
Yes, he's so just...
Speaking of his grand scheme, He wants to cut all life in the universe in half.
Yeah.
Does it make any sense?
Well, it's funny because as we're leaving the movie, I think it was, Mom goes, so was the kind of social message of that population control?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Which is, you know, so, which is kind of, you know, it's like,
can't take that from a Thanos movie.
Well, it's weird though, because that's what I wrote. I'm like, overpopulation's a weird hang-up.
Yeah.
For a big bad, yeah. Like in 2018.
Right.
And they try to give him that backstory of like his home planet was overrun,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And that led to destruction.
Which is basically like Krypton
everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Like they give him like a mini Krypton.
Right. Right, exactly.
And he's like, I told him it was overpopulated. Like, wait, what?
They didn't listen to
That's
him.
It? Yeah. It's, yeah. It's, I don't know, it's not super important to like enjoying the movie, yeah. And enjoying him as a character,
yeah.
But if you think about it for a second, it's strange.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's actually less strange than his actual comics origin, which is trying to impress the female
death.
Embodiment of death.
Right.
Which... Visually, that would have been so hard.
Yes.
I mean, I think I'm glad they didn't go that route.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, he's obsessed with balance.
Right.
Fine.
Right.
Whatever.
It makes sense. In like some twisted way, he thinks it's going to save everything.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it's it's the madman way of, you know,
sure.
Wanting to seek like, you know,
and he's,
paradise.
Yeah. And he is just like laser focused on that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's driving everything.
Yeah. And that's, I've seen people point out like he has the gauntlet. He could solve the problems. Of overpopulation.
Right.
Yeah, I think
it's like if the graph is resources run out, is like he could make resources, right? But it's like, no, he's so laser focused on basically proving that
he was right. Back to exactly.
He's like, no, I'm going to do this one way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did the way he was portrayed. I mean, he's pretty calm throughout too, which is a very Thanos thing. Like he's physical in that he can beat up the Hulk.
Right.
They kick that off right off the bat. Yep. Be like, listen, you cannot beat him in a fight, essentially, is what their message is they're sending. And then, but he's not, like, out of control. He's not, like, mad.
No.
You know, almost to a degree, you know. So, I don't know. I thought that was good. I thought the way they used the Infinity Gauntlet was good in the movie sense, but they really had to, like, power it
down. It's such a hard, that's why we were talking a little bit. It's such a hard, like... I don't know, just thing to do in movies. Because even in comics, you have this, you know, all these gems that can control everything.
All powerful. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Thanos, you can do it with the thought he could do anything.
Yep.
And then you have, like, you know, him punching people instead. And,
yeah.
You know, you have the Avengers, you have Cap holding his arm, and it's like, you know, he can do whatever. And he doesn't have to snap his finger. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to do all this stuff.
Right.
He can just will it into being.
Uh-huh.
But it's so hard to, you know, make that, I don't know, just to portray something that's so powerful.
Right. And I think the way they did it was kind of smart, which was basically he had to have a mental command and then it would light up like a video game controller.
Right. Yeah.
Which stone he was using.
Yeah.
And it's which I kind of like, because it's like in the comics, it kind of becomes this vague, like, well, he's just in control of all of them relatively quickly. Whereas here it's like, no, he has to like have a thought and actively take that step.
Right.
And it is like, okay, just put the thing on with all of them.
Right.
It doesn't make sense that he'd be able to
master
control all of them that quickly.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which they kind of, you know, like Infinity Gauntlet spends a little time on. Like that's kind of how, that's his undoing to a degree, is like, it takes a little bit of time to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And then he kind of, so in the Infinity Gauntlet, he really like, he self-sabotages. He takes himself down. Whereas here, he wins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, he gets what he wants, and he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about what we think
might
happen.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty wild way to end the movie. Okay, as far as heroes go, who did you like the most? And then who didn't you like? Or what, like, storylines were you like, why, what are we doing here?
I liked Thor.
It was kind of a Thor.
Thor and the Guardians.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Were
awesome.
Thor and the Guardians together. Meeting was fantastic.
Yeah. 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 Yes. That
was a great
scene. And then continuing through with the Guardians.
Every scene Drax was in made me love Drax 100 times more. Every line he had was brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, I don't know, he was so funny the whole time.
Yeah. I've already used that. I've been sitting here for an hour.
Yeah, you can quote anything he said.
Yeah.
Like, the whole movie, every line he has is quotable. It's great.
Yeah. And I like Spider-Man actually in this, you know, wasn't a big piece, but I liked
him. You didn't like him
in Homecoming, right? I didn't like him in Homecoming, exactly.
You didn't like...
I liked him in the, you know, I liked the one they brought him into Civil War. I didn't like him in Homecoming, and I liked him here again.
What was different?
I think here he had the...
He wasn't in high school.
Well, yeah, I mean, here he was, you know, the brazen young guy trying to do it, just kind of out there.
Yeah.
He was funny when he was, you know, the funny was funny.
Yeah.
And where I really felt like at homecoming, they were forcing it. He was doing stupid things that to try and, like, be a superhero that weren't really a superhero.
He was figuring it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, yeah. And again, I liked it as a movie. I just didn't like it as much that they did before in this one.
Right.
So I enjoyed him in this one.
Yeah.
Black Panther was kind of a non...
He wasn't a big part of this at all. You know,
so I'm hoping maybe...
And
Bucky, I was expecting a little more from Bucky, too.
Poor Bucky.
Bucky had one cool scene.
Well, he comes back. He's been a long time coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's done in a minute.
Yeah. Gets, yeah.
He had one cool spinning scene with Rock.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
And probably would have lost his arm to Rock had he stayed around.
Yeah, yeah. So I was a little, like, I was expecting a little more from those two.
Yeah.
But again, we'll see what the next kind of leads to.
Yeah.
Maybe. Scarlet Witch was a little interesting in this one because, like you said, power was all of a sudden... I mean, they keep kind of changing.
That's how they did in Civil War.
No, I know, and they just kind of keep going with that.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it.
I don't blame that, but it is like...
Can't really do, like, chaos.
They just don't talk about it,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think Avengers 2, they're like, he's fast, she's weird.
Right.
And they've really just rolled with that and been like, she's Jean Grey. Yeah. Like, we're not going to mess around with that.
And I liked Iron Man in this one, too. I mean, I liked the Cap also. It wasn't a real strong Cap movie. He had
He had almost nothing. Cap had
He just had a little pieces of it. I thought he was good for those little pieces.
He just showed up and saved people.
Yeah, but I thought Thor and Iron Man were more the, you know, predominant here. And then, like I said, I did like what they did with Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I thought they used him well there.
Well, he's kind of like, to your homecoming point, that's, I think, why I didn't like the origin of him, is like, it's him figuring it out
right.
and not being good
right.
at what he does.
Yes.
Whereas now there's like, no, he's the master of mystic arts.
Exactly.
He's got it.
Yeah,
and I like that version a lot better.
Yeah. And I'm not really sure about Hulk.
Hulk, yeah.
I mean, it was... I enjoyed it.
It was a
banner
showcase.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, thinking back, it was a little bit like, okay, what really happened here with Hulk? So I'm interested in where that's going.
So they actually... They left that really to the audience.
Yeah.
Because, like, they never say explicitly, he got beat up and he's embarrassed and he won't come out. They actually don't...
No, they never... No,
but, like, you get it from watching it.
Right. Which seems a little like, Hulk, really? Like,
yeah.
It's pretty sassy Hulk.
I mean, they kind of set him up in Ragnarok where he is, like, he's kind of a toddler.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's sort of like he's this sort of emotional child.
Right.
So I found that believable, I suppose. And I kind of like Banner being in a Hulk.
I like having more of the Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the suit was kind of, that was a fun part to it.
I
it was a little more like comic relief, though.
Yes.
The whole part of it.
Yeah.
The Hulk part.
It was a good Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Getting him.
I wonder if some of that is like, we need to give this guy, like, some, because they did it in Ragnarok, too, where it's like, we got this actor, like, because he's the only guy who's CGI'd the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, he's like
Thanos. Yeah, and I get that from that standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it'll be interesting to see where that
Thanos
goes.
Thanos at least has full lines.
Yes. Right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay. So I think my least favorite sort of portrayal was the
Vision
Scarlet Witch romance. Not because I don't care about that or anything, or think it's like, it's weird that she's in love with this AI that Tony Stark constructed not that long ago. But it's, that one to me is, it's so reliant on comic book history. It's so reliant on you knowing that that's a romance.
They expect you to know.
Yeah.
They just kind of like show it to you and you're like, this is happening, deal with it.
Yeah. So.
You're right.
It's a lot like
for me, that was like, of course. Like I was kind of like, when's that going to happen?
Yeah, because you know
that was
coming.
Such a big part of the Avengers that I grew up with.
Yeah, because you read them.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, if you're just a moviegoer here, which is a lot of people, it's real fast.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like how they're doing it. Like we're 2 years after Civil War.
Right, that's a big thing to remember here.
And they're like, a lot has happened.
Yes.
But they don't tell you what happened.
I will say, I didn't remember that. I was like, off Civil War, thinking this was...
Yeah.
Like, this was what was happening.
Oh, you remember
I kind of forgot
there was a gap.
Was a gap.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing they do with Cap, too, and Black Widow and the whole group, where it's like,
presumably
they've been doing something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just have no idea what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of doesn't matter.
Even, like, the Iron Man Cap, like, feud, I was kind of like, oh, that's still happening after all this.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how it's still going on. I guess,
right.
But.
Well, and even Star-Lord Gamora, we never saw them really as a romantic couple.
Yeah,
it was always the little tension was there, but now it was like, okay, 2 years later, and that obviously has moved ahead.
Yeah, it is interesting where, like, just time advances plot for them.
Right.
Because they're running in real-ish time.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, okay, time has passed, things are different now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here's the movie.
Exactly, just go from it.
Which is kind of cool, but it is like, the Vision Scarlet Witch one to me was like, Well, you haven't done the legwork to even like get us to that point. I mean, they did like, what are they, like Flirt in a Kitchen cooking,
right.
And
right.
What is it, Civil War?
There's right. Like one scene.
You know, right. But it's like, that's not a lot. Yeah. So yeah.
No, you're right. And I never really thought of that, but you're right. It's like, for me, that's natural because I grew up with that in the comics.
Yeah.
But yeah, in fact, I think your mom even said something about, isn't he an android or something?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, that's like, so. I don't know, that requires a little more
yeah.
explanation.
Yeah.
Like, what is that relationship like
right.
for Wanda?
Right, exactly.
You
exactly.
know, like, that's kind of a big
right.
deal.
Right. Are you okay. bothered at all that there's, like, no reference to Quicksilver?
Oh, that is weird.
Because it's kind of like, I mean, they work so hard to, like, even,
still
you know,
he was gonna come
even
back.
Rod, you know, even the general was there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, they have a little bit, but, like, yeah. Quicksilver's yeah. not, like, mentioned at all.
No.
They kind of bailed on him.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, they really did.
Which is
insane. I don't know that Wanda even, like, talks about him.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. You'd think she would, like, my brother kind of.
Yeah.
Thing, but there was, like, nothing at all.
I think they just don't want to talk about
yeah.
Age of Ultron
yeah.
unless they have to.
Yeah.
Like, I think they know that that's kind of the dud
yeah.
in the bunch. I mean, it's weird, too, where it's extremely strange that this is the third Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like there have mm-hmm. been, you know, because Cap is Cap's
yeah.
an Avengers Civil War. Movie, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like, well, technically, no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next, let's talk about. Okay. Are there any other plot points or things in the movie that you thought were interesting or that bugged you?
Well, like at the end I was saying to Matt, it's like, okay, why didn't Thor, it maybe wouldn't have mattered
yeah.
otherwise, but it's like, why wasn't Thor there sooner?
Yeah.
You know,
there were a lot of guys showing up just after the big
right.
thing happened.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened
yeah.
a ton.
Which yeah. makes for a cool movie.
Which I, yeah, but it's like,
obviously,
yeah.
yes.
And then the other one was, why didn't he just slice off the gauntlet?
Slicing the arm off is...
Slicing the arm off seemed like a viable
solution. Like, especially Iron Man and
yeah.
Spidey. Like,
yeah.
Iron Man, you have this suit that can shoot lasers out of it.
Uh-huh.
Why are you just pulling it off with your bare hands?
Yes. So that scene bugged me more than
but
anything
I
in the movie. Because
yeah,
it... It was so sort of stretched out that it let you process
yes,
too long
much,
how
too
silly
much.
It was.
Mm-hmm. At least Thor was a little quick thing. And
it
was
yeah.
like, is it super glued to his arm? Like,
right.
The...
Right.
Well,
I mean, obviously there's something supernatural going on. But...
Well, it is like, I guess that's an interesting question because I've always had the sense of like, well, you got the stone, so it's just like, it's so power laden that it's hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
in Infinity Gauntlet, there's that scene where like
Nebula
basically
yeah.
walks up to Thanos and just kind of like zoinks
it.
Yeah. Just like takes it off. And it's hilarious because he's, like, distracted is the whole thing. Because the idea is, like, no one should ever get close enough to take it off is really the point.
Right, they know, yeah.
But they managed to do that in this fight scene, and then they just can't get the glove off.
Right.
It's like, oh, my goodness. And it just dragged out so
yeah.
I felt like
yeah.
that scene
yeah.
was long.
It
was
that one did seem a little long.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were obviously doing it, so...
Well, they're setting it up, but they're also setting him up where it's like, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
do
right,
it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
right.
okay.
Come on, Peter,
do
it. It's happening.
Yeah.
And he acted like an idiot.
Yeah.
There were some people who were like, oh, that ruins him.
See,
not
that,
surprising.
No, no. To me, that's the character. I mean,
yeah.
That was...
Yeah.
I didn't have an issue with that part of it. It just was... But again, it's like... Bothered me, but like, it still was a great movie with, you know,
yes.
with those little plot things.
It didn't bother
like,
me to the point that I don't like
yeah,
the movie.
Exactly.
I mean, I ranked it as my first favorite
out of everything
of anything in the MCU.
Interesting.
On the movie by itself, or kind of taking into consideration
the history?
Oh, taking into consideration what it managed
right.
to achieve
okay.
for sure.
Okay. Okay.
So I think if you're purely going like, what would I watch? That's a different. That's not really how I set up my list.
Yeah.
But if I was going just what would I watch and have the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably Ragnarok.
Yeah.
It's probably Thor or Ragnarok. Like, it's
yeah.
just so funny.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'd love to... I could sit down and watch it and have
yeah.
a good time.
Yeah.
This is not, like, a good... Like, it's funny.
It's
a funny movie.
There's enough, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
But
being the first part,
time.
It's not... Yeah, it's going to end... It ends with that totally somber feeling.
Yeah.
Totally
well,
different.
Yeah,
than
I mean,
any
the ending
one.
Keeps you...
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So, all right.
It's
before we get to the ending,
yeah.
what, where would you rank it, do you think?
It's got to be top five, at least.
It'd be. I would agree top five. And a lot of it is because of what it does mean to the whole thing and just
mm-hmm.
amazing how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be probably top three, even, I would say.
Yeah, what would you put? I mean...
Above it.
Yeah. Or close to it.
Close to it. And it's hard, because if it comes down to like personal preference, like we were saying, I'd put a couple movies I'd enjoy more over it. Probably like Guardians, even.
Since
you can make a case for Guardians like legacy and influence
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
which is why I have it pretty high. I think
no,
I'm
but the epicness of this movie, it just is.
And being a for me being a Cap guy,
yeah,
I mean
Winter Soldier.
Well, And that's the thing, I struggle. I'd probably say Civil War. Civil War was kind of, it's its Cap thing, and, you know, but it also kind of brought all the other things together, so I kind of do that. I'd probably put this one ahead of Winter Soldier, but I really liked Winter Soldier. And I always struggle because, again, I go back, you know, to me it's like Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
Like, the movie I always wanted to see in superheroes, and that achieved it, and that kind of launched all of this.
So. I probably underrate that a little, too, because it is like, obviously none of it.
No,
it's without it.
Yeah.
But it's
But anyway, this is definitely top five. It's definitely top five, and I'd say probably top three.
It's my number one achievement, I think. Yeah. And if you're just going movie and entertainment and all that, I mean, it's among the top.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys think of the ending?
So, like the ending, or
were you surprised? Because you wouldn't have read like
it. No, I haven't. So it's funny. I'm just to diverge a little bit. Amazon just put on like the 70s Thanos, Captain Marvel, Avengers, kind of a Star-Lord kind of thing. So I'm reading that now.
Yeah.
Kind of going, and I remember reading that when I was young. And it's funny because there definitely is carryover of some of these things.
Oh, yeah.
There's one whole page, and I was saying to Matt, it's like it's totally. The special effects of the one fight scene where it's like distorting reality and shapes and all that kind
with
of thing.
With Mantis.
Exactly.
So,
it's kind of cool from that perspective, just kind of what it does. But I didn't know it was coming. Definitely. It surprised me, but I was like, okay, it makes sense, and it really wants me to see where is this going with the next. Now, knowing there's this other thing coming, how is this all going to work? So I was okay with that. The two scenes at the very end, I mean, I don't know what that little orange lake thing is, because I don't know what that...
Oh, with Gamora?
Yeah. With the baby Gamora. The little Gamora.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know what that, so that's like, okay, what's that? And then this other place where he is... You know, is that back to like
Thanos
this?
Farm?
Yeah, it's like exactly. It's like I don't know what that beautiful northern Wisconsin to me.
Some people are saying that might have been Gamora's like home planet, and he was like.
See, I also thought it was like I also read it was like is that Titan like Titan now that it's like rejuvenated because it's all in balance kind of thing.
So. In the moment, I just viewed that as a flashback. As like him just like. Like contemplating his life, but obviously, like the discussion is not
right.
Like she kind of, she actually talks to him the way like Lady Death does, it's like this like thing only he can see. You know, it's this hallucination. Well, I guess it's not a hallucination, but it's like it's sort of like in his own head, and it's like, is this really happening? We don't know.
Okay.
So I don't really see it as like he's somewhere in particular. So much as like he's in his own head.
You think it's more in that? Okay.
You don't think it was the Soul Gem?
Because he went someplace. I mean, he left.
Well, he's on the farm. Okay. He's on Thanos' farm. Okay. That's where he goes. They had the Scarecrow with the Thanos armor, which I love. That's a total like comics thing. All right. So like that's he's off planet. I think I've heard some people say like, is he still on Earth? Like,
yeah, no, season B was definitely on Earth.
He's out doing his thing, relaxing. So the Gamora thing I have heard, was that in the Soul Gem, so, implying like Gamora's still alive.
Yeah, right.
That would be the best way to bring her back, and certainly. Like, that's what happens in the comics. Everyone. Like, so in the Star-Lord stuff you're talking about, when you get to the post-Captain Marvel, Adam Warlock stuff, like, I had forgotten, actually, Thanos kills Pip, the troll, Gamora, like, brutally, like, early in one of, the, like, the final runs. And then eventually, I think Adam Warlock, like stops him and stops the Magus, his evil alternate self, think either dies or sacrifices himself. Somehow they all wind up in the Soul Gem, basically.
Okay.
And then they come back for...
Because Warlock has a Soul
Infinity Gauntlet, eventually. Because Warlock's all about the Soul Gem, yeah. So it would be weird to me to have Gamora in there without Warlock involved at all, because it really throws the Thanos-Adam Warlock relationship off, and they teased Adam Warlock in Guardians.
You think they're going to bring him in for this?
That seems like too much to try
without
and do.
Without any...
That's why I don't think it. That's why I don't think that's
what it is. That's how it's going to go there. Okay.
But that's an interesting theory. Yeah.
But no, it was, I mean, to me, it was more like, whoa, that just happened. They just killed off. It was kind of weird seeing who they selected and the special effects of the ending like that.
Right.
But it was like, wow, that is like really a powerful ending.
I definitely didn't think they were going to take
surprisingly
out so many.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I didn't expect that many. I didn't expect it to feel that.
Black Panther, I was like, oh my gosh.
Black Panther was the most surprising, but also that was the one where I was like, oh wait, they're coming back. Because for a minute, I actually wasn't totally sure what was happening. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, Bucky, we could lose him. Like, I don't know, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
But then Black Panther was like, oh, they're not getting it. Like, and
Spider-Man. And you're like, wait a second, they have another Spider-Man movie coming.
Spider-Man was mean. that was me.
It's emotional.
Well, they dragged that one. That was like, everyone else just like, so boom. Much. He's like, hey, Mr. Stark. I was like, oh my gosh. Because I was like, he's not really disappearing. At first, I was like, okay, he just is like feeling nauseous by seeing this or something. Then it's like, all of a sudden, he's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because nobody, everyone else was just like, gone.
Yeah. Well, so it is a little, like, it's kind of unfair. They're like, no, Spider-Man can fight it. Like, what? Wow. But that was emotional. Yeah. That made me sad.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I thought it was extremely well done. The ending to, like, even if you kind of know they're coming back, it still hits.
Right. Oh,
and it's
yeah.
just this, like, oh, yeah. they're losing. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, the thing that, like, we overlook, like, loving comics forever, kind of knowing, like, mm-hmm. okay, they got a Spider-Man 2 scheduled. Like, there's, like, the cynical adult side.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, if you're, like, 12 to 18 and you grew up with these and you love these,
yeah.
like, this is, like, crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
See, like,
they yes, just
took out everyone yes. off the board. Yeah. Like, there were so many people in my theater who out loud were like, wait, what? Like, so many people, yeah. you know? And you yeah. can tell they're like,
yeah. And then they make you sit there through the credits, the silent credits.
So I wrote, I would have loved it if they did no post-credits.
That would
have been so harsh, but it would have really fit the ending.
It would have.
It would have been no hope. Been, yeah. yeah, they would have left you with no hope, yeah. which would have been
yeah.
mean.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would have kind of yeah. loved that.
It was just so powerful, because, you know, it's like, I'll just reflect a little in Star Wars and, like, you know, they take out one main character and that's a huge thing.
Right.
Here you just, like, boom.
Yeah.
Well, out, I actually thought they were going, when I went into the movie, I had a feeling they were going to obviously kill a lot of people, mm-hmm. but I thought they were going to get rid of, like, the original Avengers team.
Because
I was like, oh, maybe it's time to
yeah,
get rid of them and have the young people kind of lead the charge.
Right.
But I kind of like what they did, keeping those guys around,
because
that obviously lets them kind of wrap up their whole story, which is cool. But
yeah. So, do you guys have any theories on what's going to happen? Because I'm like 99% sure I know what the next movie is.
See, I think...
but I'm sure I'm dead wrong, but I have a good...
See, I don't know enough. Obviously, Captain Marvel is...
So they're going to do Captain Marvel.
Right. I mean, obviously, you got that in the post-credits. You got that movie that you know is coming out. It fits into the whole thing. So,
right.
But I, you know, what I would like... I mean, we were talking a little bit... Uh-huh. You know, because for me, this is the Thanos also is the whole Fantastic Four element to it.
I've seen that teased a lot.
You know, I doubt that's going to happen.
I would be surprised.
You know, but it's like for me to get a real Fantastic Four at some point in time in the next phase, that would be cool to
that
me.
That would be cool.
And you get Dr. Doom and all that kind of stuff that comes along with it, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that'd be too much to me, you know, this kind of thing. Same thing like you guys were mentioning Adam Warlock, but I thought about it. Like, I can't imagine. Like, to me, it's got to somehow revolve around Captain Marvel. And then you got to bring back whomever you're going to bring back that's going to continue. And I do think, you know, the Cap, Iron Man, Thor has to be coming to an end.
Certainly. I mean, I think basically everyone feels like
Cap and Iron Man for sure. I mean, Thor's always a little, you know, could be different. But
he's also the best he's ever been.
true.
Iron Man or Thor?
Thor. Iron Man actually, not to get totally back in the characters, Iron Man came back around for me.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been like 5 years of being like, all right, Robert, like, we get it. You know, like, he's been like kind of...
His suit was so cool.
He's not been that... He just hasn't been that interesting. Like, he started out amazing, and then I just feel like he's been ghosting.
Yeah.
But this movie brought him back for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like... So the Captain Marvel thing. Nick Fury hits a pager.
Uh-huh.
He gets the Captain Marvel signal. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about, like, oh, he sent the signal to Captain Marvel. Here's my concern with that. And we know that movie's set in the 90s.
Right.
You see, like, there's been enough press around that. I don't think it's, like, surprising.
Yeah.
So my assumption is that's going back in time somehow.
Yes.
Because if it goes out present day, couldn't she have been wiped out in the snap?
Right.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't know it's going to... I mean, obviously Nick Fury doesn't know... I don't know if he knows what's going on.
He doesn't, but that's too lucky.
To assume that she's going to survive.
To be like, I got to send out somebody, and then she happens to be one of the half.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
Unless her powers are so...
But the cars were empty. Yeah, the other cars were empty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like half the universe got wiped out.
Right.
Like,
okay, so you acknowledge that was now. But that scene, you're saying the movie itself obviously has to go back.
I'm saying I think the pager either goes back in time or goes like to another dimension that's untouched.
Well, you think the paging signal like went back in time or something?
I think it has to, because otherwise it doesn't make sense.
That's interesting.
If she's just in space...
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, what
she could have
prevented her being, you know, it's just lucky.
So does this, and again, I apologize for my, does this Captain Marvel has nothing to do with the Negative Zone?
We don't know that.
Okay.
We don't know that.
Yeah, no,
so it's, I mean, it's going to be the Carol Danvers as Captain
Right,
Marvel,
I know that. I just
but we don't know that she's not going to take the Captain Marvel,
you know,
connections.
That's what I just, okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be another kind of neat thing to
Negative
maybe
Zone
get
be
in
awesome.
Here. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, I've like,
when you
have, Negative Zone could be, and that's where Ant-Man Wasp,
yeah,
coming in hot in July.
Yeah, you have a big quantum
zone,
too, you can
yeah.
bring in.
Which seems like it has to be related.
I think you have to bring that in somehow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like,
to not have him in here at all, it seems like somehow that has to,
right,
connect going forward here now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I definitely don't have the answer on that one, other than to say, so there's a lot of, like, guessing about, all right, it's Avengers 4 untitled.
Right.
And there's been a lot of people like, oh, it's Secret Wars. Or like, oh, it's going to be like Galactus. Or it's going to be Avengers Disassembled. Or like, you know, all these things. I think I know what it is. I think it's going to be Avengers 4 Annihilation.
Interesting.
Which is the 2006-2007 cosmic event where Annihilus, Fantastic Four villain, bursts out of the negative zone.
Yeah.
And comes in and takes out the universe. And I think what that does is Annihilus comes in with his army.
Yeah.
And he's going to throw off Thanos' balance. Because he's going to be wiping out everything. So Thanos now has to team up with the heroes. Which is a classic Infinity Gauntlet follow-up. Where it's like, okay, he's the biggest bad we've ever faced. And we can't trust him.
Right.
But we have to work with him. I think that's how they bring everyone into this.
So you don't think the Avengers team is going back in time somehow? Because I was thinking, Doctor Strange knows... You have the whole Doctor Strange thing where he knows how to.
There's just one way to go, and it had to be together.
And it has to be Iron Man.
Because I think,
right?
I think he did something where he, I don't know if he sent someone back in time somehow, or did something.
Could have sent himself.
Yeah. You know, because like.
The other thing was somehow Vision's going to be a piece of this. Because Black Panther's sister,
she
grabbed something when she was operating on Vision there.
Yeah.
She grabbed something before she escaped.
Really?
Yeah.
And she's still around as far as we know?
As far as we know.
Interesting. I missed that.
Yeah.
What do you think she grabbed?
Probably just something about Vision's brain or something about how that, you know, I feel like Vision is somehow going to be a key going forward.
So I wonder if it's her using Vision... whatever she got, maybe they rebuild him or something, or she just uses that with Tony. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to have to build something that prevents the Annihilation wave.
Annihilation's an interesting idea. I didn't think about it.
It brings in all the space, it brings in, I mean, plus you got Annihilus as a Fantastic Four villain, so it's like, all right, if you want to go that route.
Do you have him coming out of like the Quantum Zone though? You need something that
you already have. Well, I feel like the Quantum Zone is the
name.
That's what we were talking about.
Because they use different names for some of these things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's
like Ant-Man releases him somehow.
Yeah.
Sure. I've always thought of those as different, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, it is like the Microverse versus the Negative Zone.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in my mind, they're different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's Microverse, then it's got to be Psycho Man. I don't think anyone wants to deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't think we
want to
deal
with that. Wait a second.
No. So that's my surefire title. You heard it here first, if that's what they call it. Because I've seen the screenwriter say two, and I don't like going too, like, inside the writer's room, because I feel like it's almost like cheating, you know? But they have said it's going to be even worse. They're like, the title gives away too much. And it's going to be even worse for the heroes.
Okay.
And if it's even worse, it can't be Avengers Disassembled, or they're already totally disassembled.
Right, at this point. Yeah.
I've heard some people say Avengers Forever, which is an event-ish thing, but that's like optimistic.
Right.
That it can't be that.
Name it Wakanda Forever at that point.
Right. That'd be hilarious.
Wakanda Forever.
That was awesome. No, so I think Annihilation...
interesting.
Very certain.
Do you bring in the Fantastic Four after that then?
Sure. Post credits.
Post credits.
That's a tough villain to do.
And to have no setup. Because like you gotta think too, like Thanos had whatever since Avengers 1 a setup. You knew you could read up on him and you knew he was this big bad space guy. Annihilation, you have no idea.
Well, not yet.
Right.
Not yet.
But to have him be
you got two movies.
Only one movie.
Yeah. Well, no, but yeah.
And Ant-Man, I guess.
So, Ant-Man and the Wasp, like, if the Wasp
if
is
they really
alive,
if they're really in...
Janet Van Dyne is in there somewhere.
Yes.
Should she be fighting a battle against this ruler of the zone?
I'm just saying, that's one of those villains, like, whoa, that'll be interesting to see.
He's also...
Let me say this. DC could not pull that villain off at all.
I refuse to bring DC into this.
Just to throw out
But that we're not going to make that comparison, because everyone will get mad. So that's where I kind of think it might go, and I kind of hope it does.
It can't be Galactus in my mind. You can't,
it doesn't make any sense.
That one,
it just doesn't.
No.
You've got to save him for the Fantastic Four.
He's also it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, he just lost half all life, and now he's here to devour your planet.
It almost diminishes it.
No, exactly.
I've also heard some people say that Nebula is going to be, like, the bad guy in the next movie. Like, she's going to somehow, like, go crazy and...
Like, she would take the gauntlet?
Yeah, like, take the gauntlet.
Well, so do we think the gauntlet works?
Well, I don't know. It's because the stones still have to work, right?
He teleported.
I mean, the gems obviously do. He somehow
got out
used
of there
it.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely
like,
bent.
I just think the gauntlet part broke, so he would need to go to like the dwarf guy.
So you think the stones are fine?
I think the stones have to be.
He just doesn't have the convenience.
There's no way this
gauntlet.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no way he could use the space gem. After.
Interesting. I kind of...
Because he just left like that.
He
so
did.
It's like he had total...
He did. But he can also...
It wasn't like he teleported
kind of
the random
thing.
He can... Yes.
But I don't feel like he needs the stones. I kind of got the sense that it was like it did what it was supposed to do and now it's busted.
And now it's gone.
Because I feel like if it's still out there, they can be like, we need to go get the gauntlet again. And that's a little boring.
Yeah.
That's a little like, he just did this for 2 hours and 40 minutes. You know? That feels a little off to me.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, and I guess, you know, could explain it just by the use of how he used it so much to accomplish, you know, half the life across it everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe that was too overwhelming for it.
Yeah.
That's interesting, yeah. I don't know. It was an interesting, because you were like, okay, what did that mean? You know.
Yeah. Although the fact that Scarlet Witch could break a stone was
interesting.
Disappointing.
Well, that.
Like, she had that much power?
That scene was pretty awesome though, because I did not. Did you see that coming?
No,
I didn't see that coming at all. I should have, but
no.
Which was part of like
it made sense, but yes,
it did make sense. But that was part of like they kind of underpowered the gauntlet, but then when they did use it, you were like, oh, I forgot he could even do that because he's not just doing it all the time.
Yeah,
So.
And the forge scene was cool too. The whole
the fire
Thor. And the Thor, and
that was fun.
Sorry, just to throw
that was awesome in the like in a very comic book way, where it's just like. Yeah, I want to see Thor hold that forge. That's awesome.
You got Rocket flying around his little shit.
What is this? Well, that is what dying means.
Yeah, pretty good. Some good lines.
Were you, Matt, so you've seen Game of Thrones. Were you taken out of it by
knowing
Tyrion?
It was Tyrion?
Because I was really taken out of
it. I'm just like, oh, they had to make him a giant or something?
Yeah, which was like kind of funny in a, I don't know, in like a meta commentary
way. I almost wish he would have had a different role.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
It took me out of the movie.
You just got distracted because of who he was.
Because of who he is.
It was
like,
so...
People openly laughed.
Yeah.
Like, they were like,
well,
just
what,
because
just,
it's him showing
yes,
up.
Exactly. That's...
It felt like when Matt Damon's doing the fake Loki Ragnarok.
Exactly.
And it's clearly a joke, and it's clearly, like, I don't think...
And this was more serious, obviously.
It was way more serious.
Right.
Yeah. Which is why it felt out of place to me.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, Peter Dinklage did fine as an actor.
Well, he was such a great actor in such a strange role.
It was kind of meaningless, you know?
And it's like...
It's a bit part.
Yeah. I didn't really care for it. I thought it... served his plan. I wish it wasn't him doing it.
Could have been anybody, I guess is my point. It took me out of it a little bit. Okay, so any other theories on how it might end? Or we can start to wrap this up.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, Vision definitely, I think, somehow will be involved. She also was collecting pieces.
So,
No, Thanos is other
Nebula.
Daughter. Yeah, Nebula. Sorry, Nebula. She was doing things there too. Well, remember how she was all being pulled apart and stuff like that,
And
she was kind of like now she got back to life and there's a scene with her and she's kind of seems like she's setting up to do something more too.
Interesting.
So I think she will.
You mean she obviously survived? So you have her and Iron Man on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. So I do think she's going to play
a
role.
I don't know. I feel like Doctor Strange had to have. They had to. I feel like that group had to have some plan because Doctor Strange is the only one who knows how to.
They definitely had a plan.
Yeah. So that plan, and that's why it kind of took me out of, like, when they were pulling off his gauntlet, I'm like, well, maybe this is part of the plan, and maybe they weren't supposed to get the gauntlet. Like, this is the whole plan.
And the Footloose reference, just to throw it in, the Footloose reference was a great reference, too.
So. Yeah, you would love that. That was a great Spider-Man line.
It was a great, that's what I'm saying. That's why I really
liked
it.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
It was never one of those.
Yeah. I did like the callback to the really old movie, Aliens.
Aliens, that was a good
Much too old.
Yeah.
It also meant I didn't know what was coming.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's how Doctor Strange obviously had something.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll be interesting how they play that
out. Do you think he told Tony?
Because
he kind of has that knowing it had to be you.
Right.
But is that all he told him?
But I don't know how much.
Well, and when he goes away, he's like, this is the only way.
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes you think he knows something and that whole team had some idea. But then
why did they do it?
The whole thing, like, if they lost, did they know that Tony was going to survive?
Yeah.
You know, did Doctor Strange know that him and Nebula were going to make it?
He really saw, you know.
Well, obviously they seem surprised when they're getting.
Peter didn't seem
fit. Yeah, that's why I don't know that he told everybody for sure. I think he definitely, you know, had an idea.
Yeah.
What was going to happen there. But I think somehow that's got to play out. To me, you've got this Black Panther you know, she's got to play out there. You've got Nebula got to play out a little bit in this too with Vision as well. So I think there is. And I don't know how that goes into the annihilation.
Are you into the idea of this being a Nebula focused?
No, I don't think. I don't think it's gonna be Nebula focused. Really. But I think there's gonna be some kind of a part.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think everyone who's left has to.
Right. Right. But it's gonna. I think there's like somehow that's gonna put together to this.
Yeah.
But you think there's gonna be another bad guy, not Thanos?
I think it's gonna be the classic.
You think it's Thanos coming
together? We gotta work with them.
Villain team up.
Because I honestly, I prefer that rather than them fighting him again.
Yeah.
Because if they fight him again, they lose again.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel. And I feel like he's got to be a... And plus, it just makes... That's what makes him so interesting to me, is he's like, yeah, I'll fight with you. Like, that is in my pragmatic best interest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, it totally would fit him.
Yeah. I will use you.
Well, he does. Foods. I mean, he does that. Yeah, I know. Much of.
Right. Well, that's what Infinity War is.
Yeah.
He's like, there's another threat. We need to solve this.
Yeah.
And then he makes a lot of jokes like, oh, but they don't want to see me again. You know? But
it's well, like, that's like Thanos.
Yeah, it's like we have to work with him. So, I would love that follow-up. Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be a nihilist to me because he he takes a step back in terms of like interesting villains.
You don't think they're going to do Kane at all?
Kane?
Like, or King of the Conqueror?
Kang.
Kang.
Like the Spider-Man's
clone? No, sorry. Yeah, Kang. Yeah. Didn't pronounce my G there.
Kang.
But the time travel
that
stuff?
That would be...
Because they've been releasing
like I would like it
set
and
photos.
Have his rights now.
Yeah.
That was always the issue.
Right.
That would be interesting. What would that title be?
The Conqueror. I don't know. Avengers Conquered.
Avengers Conquered. That'd be kind of cool. Kang would be interesting. I would like them bringing in... I don't know, though, because it's like, maybe bring in Annihilus. He's sort of just like a force.
Right.
And then Thanos is still the interesting villain.
Right. That is true. Annihilus doesn't have to be... You don't need a deep backstory with him, emotional reason. For
you're
him.
Not
he's just kind of...
You're not going to get it.
Destroy
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Unless you bring in Blastar.
And then you get some charisma. You definitely need the Fantastic Four coming in there.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. All right, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Mm.
Right. And thanks, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks for having us.
Go see it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Best Comics Ever is written and produced by myself, Dave Busing. You can find more of my writing at comicbookherald.com, where you can also find a complete collection of Best Comics Ever episodes. Again, if you like the podcast, please leave a review. You can find us now on iTunes and where podcasts are found and stored. Again, the title is Best Comics Ever. Go ahead and subscribe. We'll be keeping it regularly monthly, going deep on different topics that are relevant to the big things that are happening in comics. Music for Best Comics Ever is by Anthony Weiss. You can find more of his music at anthonyweiss.com. That's Anthony, W-E-I-S.com. Best Comics Ever is made possible by listener support on Patreon. You can learn more about supporting the work and receiving Comic Book Herald and Best Comics Ever exclusive content at patreon.com/comicbookherald. That's the only place where you will find me writing up a recap of Infinity War, the comic event, here in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening, and as always, enjoy the comics.